Hey, Katie.
Hi, Scott.
How are things going?
Good. We're testing out the dry run environment right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We're
So
doing okay with our sunflower so far, which is good.
yeah, I'm so glad it went so smoothly for you guys. I was rooting for you. Make
Thanks,
sure.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we're still doing the reclustering that started yesterday, and we're also working on suppressing the resources. I started on that this morning. Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Morning.
Oh, I think Susan will be here shortly. Hello. Hi
Hello.
there.
Wow, look, we have a big group today. It's very exciting to see so many people. Welcome, everyone.
Is
Amazing
everyone
what a good
here?
agenda will do.
I was just going to ask, is everyone here because it's about the circulation log?
Maybe. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, Steph.
Yeah, me either.
Well, we are a friendly and safe group, so I think you're
Oh,
okay
I know.
there. All right. Tom is running away. I am happy to see everyone, and I think we'll get started because we have a couple of pretty big agenda items, and I'm hopeful our incentive is if we get through both, we don't have to meet on Monday. So that's the incentive, and we can actually, I want to abide by the calendar calming calendar that the product council is putting forward and really give it a shot. However, this is a bit of a pressing item because Anne says that Firebird is trying to get started on this work, and these answers to these questions are pretty critical to the to making sure they do the work that we would like to see. So, but first and foremost, we have Stephanie here. So I want to let her take over in a sec. One other reminder, and I will let you know on Slack whether or not we need to have the meeting on Monday, or I guess by the end of this meeting we'll know. But we are still looking for a co-convener. And look at all these beautiful faces and how great it would be to sit here with me and do what Cornelia does, which is take the attendance and do fun behind the scenes things. You don't have to be someone who wants to yammer away like I do. You can play this role in a lot of different ways. So let us know if you're interested. Remember, it's good incentive to go to WolfCon in Prague this year. And also good for your CV. All right, that's all I have. Cornelia, do you have anything before we hand it over to Steph? All right, Steph, tell us what you have about the circulation log.
Okay, so I'm hoping to have a discussion today if I can find the right screen to share.
About the circulation log, which we all know and love. This was an early piece of work. This feature was done in 2020. So it's about 6 years old now. And there have been additions and improvements along the way. But what has changed within Folio is that we now have the addition of lists, which is another reporting tool. So I wanted to kind of take a step back and look at what the original intent of the circulation log was, and then talk to you all about how you're using it today, and then how we might want to move forward with it into the future, knowing that we don't want to duplicate work across multiple apps within Folio. So the initial idea, you can see here in this very first feature, was an in-app report with real-time data, with date ranges, types of circulation actions and events, notices, material types, items, users, and patrons. And that's really what we've got. It's pretty robust at this point. So can you folks tell me how you're using it today? Is it still used mainly for reporting? Are there other ways you're utilizing the circulation log?
David?
I would say calling it a reporting tool is not really accurate to how it is used. It's basically used on a near, well, not near daily. It's used probably on an hourly basis by frontline staff to investigate issues with ranging from what is going on with this particular patron, where is this particular book, why did this particular fee get charged, what happened across this particular item or this particular patron or the combination of the two. It's troubleshooting just the day-to-day work all the time. It is really not a reporting tool in the sense that I think most people think of as a reporting tool. It's what is happening? How do we investigate this issue? It's incredibly valuable, and the fact that it currently is broken for us for item-only searching is a massive impediment to doing the day-to-day work. So I would hate to see it go away.
Oh, to be clear,
Or
I am
not go,
not
but
talking
yeah.
about this going away. I don't want anyone to panic. I would also be very interested, David, at some other point to hear more about the issue you're having because I have not heard much about it.
Well, it's fixed in Sunflower, so
Ah,
it's only
that
a
would be
temporary
why.
issue. Yeah, it's if you
Okay.
have a really large, when you hit a certain point of large of a very large data set, it just kind of chokes out if you're just doing an item barcode search because the item barcodes are just not being indexed in the same way as other pieces of information. So you have to have some other element, like either a patron and item combination or a date range and an item combination.
Got it.
But that's supposedly fixed in Sunflower, so it
Okay.
should be okay.
All right. Thank you.
Olga?
I do use it sometimes as a reporting tool, but mostly, as David said, it's troubleshooting. And everything he said, that we do the same thing. Maybe just being smaller, we don't use it as often as they do. But yes, it's a huge part of troubleshooting specifically, not that much reporting. The reporting happens too.
Okay. Thank you.
Katie?
So we also, regarding reporting, I think getting that information from the circ log is kind of sometimes problematic. So I kind of use this as a check Like I will look at a totals and say Panorama or MetaDB, and I'll compare it to the circ log just to see, if the numbers are kind of similar. But we really use it, just as David said, for troubleshooting. Did a notice get sent out? Did they get a notice? If someone can test like a fee or find, also to see who did something. I know that's awful, but if a fine was cleared or who changed the due date, we can see that. And actually, I know this is kind of a it would be nice if it could be, yes, a central log, like it'd be expanded to see what other, for like 60 days, other things that were done, so we can see who made that change and help troubleshoot of why something happened. I mean, so it would be nice to see, oh, well, who removed that POL or something as well. But yeah, I think it's mainly to troubleshoot issues and also just to see who made that change so we can contact them.
Thanks, Katie. Cornelia.
So the one thing that I know my colleagues use that's close to reporting is to look up how often has one specific item be checked out. That's nothing you can do quickly with the Lists app. But otherwise, I agree with everyone else.
Okay, thank you. That's what I was thinking because I use it for troubleshooting as a product owner. So I figured other folks were using it that way as well. So, oops, I've got my notes all scrambled.
The other thing I would say, Steph, that is the pieces that as it currently functions, there are some gaps in what is logged there. Like the discrepancy between, I think actual cost is one example where actual cost transactions are not, the fee fine transactions don't show up on the circ log because it was again work that was done after the original circ log, so they just never got added. The other thing that's unique about the circ log, and sometimes it is an advantage and sometimes is a disadvantage, is that it is recording the barcode and not the UUID. And so I think there's some discussion around, or there could be some discussion around that. And again, sometimes it's an advantage and sometimes it's not, based on when a barcode changes for an item, like you can't pull those things together. And sometimes that causes discrepancies. And sometimes you want to know. Does that make sense? So what's recorded in the log is not a pointer back to the thing by UUID, which throughout the system that is done a lot, it is the barcode itself. So that barcode, when it changes, the old barcode is always recorded and kept in the circ log. So that's just a thing.
And I would
That is.
just add to that, we're talking about both item barcode and patron barcode. So for us at Chicago, patron barcode is the one that changes much more frequently because if a patron loses their university ID, then they get a new barcode when they get a new card, which means that if you're trying to look up a person's history, it will break whenever they lose their card, as the students do on a very regular basis, and as the faculty do too sometimes. Or you just like me, like you wear out your card because you've had it for 15 years and then they make you get a new one. Because it's starting to, peel and split. And then you don't know your barcode anymore because you used to have it memorized and you're very sad.
So let me ask this. When it comes to barcode versus UUID, is it an either you want one versus the other, or you would want both? Because I can still see facility with barcodes.
I just added that note that it should be added in addition to the barcode, because sometimes if you
Perfect.
troubleshoot, you have a patron standing in front of you. The easiest way to pull out stuff if the barcode hasn't changed for that patron is to quickly scan in the barcode from the user's card or the barcode of the item in front of you. And because is this particularly used at a Zirk desk where time is a matter, I would like to see it added in addition to the barcodes.
Okay.
Yeah, and
That's what I thought, but I always want to ask.
yeah. And to be clear, I think of this really more as a back-end problem, which is you should be able to search by the patron barcode or item barcode, but the actual underlying search should be going from that barcode to the UUID and then pulling up all relevant records. We're never going to know what the UUID of anything is, like within the UI. We're never going to punch that in. So we don't, you don't need to like have space for what, to see it. It's just that
Please no.
functionally, yeah, please no. But like functionally everywhere else, like you can, if you search by barcode in inventory, for instance, it's ultimately really getting to the UUID. That's sort of the standard across Folio. It just didn't, again, because this was an early feature, it didn't get programmed that way. So that's really what we're saying. Don't add UUID as another field to search. It's
Got it.
just when you are searching by patron barcode or item barcode, it should really ultimately be using that to get to the UUID and then to the records.
I can understand that.
In my opinion, I should say.
I think this was only the second feature I ever worked on, too. So not only was it early, but I was like a baby Folio person. Is there anything else you guys want to bring up about the circulation log? Because my next question is this how we want it to be moving forward? Do we want it to be this troubleshooting tool versus a truer reporting tool? Yeah, okay. And I know, Susan, you mentioned gaps, and I have here, this is the parent epic, and there's some features here, add backdate return that haven't been done, deleted item records. I know that there is an actual cost feature floating around, but it might be attached to fees and fines rather than circ log. But it would be Cornelia.
Just finish, please.
It would be helpful to have a list of gaps or features in a prioritized order so that if and when there's capacity to work on the circulation log, we know what to get to first.
I don't think there are tickets for most of the stuff that is missing, but Lawrence Mini has tested Circlog extensively for documentation, so he would be the one to provide us with a list, and we could maybe devote some SIG meetings to go through this and prioritize.
I think that
Okay.
makes sense, Cornelia. I do think that we have that we can get that list from Lawrence and make sure. I mean, I know that he created some tickets. I just don't know which ones and how many. But there is an existing list. I'm trying to think if there are other right now, if people have ideas of other things like actual costs being missing that people are aware of.
I would say, I mean, I think I'm there may or may not be a Jira for this already, but I do know that one of the other issues is in terms of anonymization, that some information is captured as essentially just a text field in the, sort of notes column, which makes it essentially impossible to fully anonymize information because, you can't just do a wildcard text search of every single note in the circ log to find information. I don't recall off the top of my head exactly what's being captured there, but I know that's been something that's been discussed in the past.
Yeah, I can see there are a lot of open Jiras that mention circulation log somewhere, whether it's in the description or the details of the ticket. Okay.
What do you think the best way forward is, Steph, to get those in the kind of in the hopper? Does it make sense to make sure those are underneath that epic, or and then we prioritize them? What do you think is
Yeah,
best?
I think it would make sense to make sure that they're included in this epic. You do that by making the ticket a child of UX Prod 1704. That would be helpful. And then having an idea of priority of those tickets would be great too.
Other thoughts about gaps that people have at the moment that I can capture? What are we looking at for a timeline, Steph, that you're thinking about when this work might, when it makes sense for us to have this to you?
You've got time. I don't foresee this being an umbrella leaf work, but after that, so what's after umbrella leaf? Vetch, TUV? Yeah, vetch. So there's no huge rush. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't duplicating efforts with lists, and it doesn't sound like we are. So I just wanted to check in with folks about that as lists gets up and running. I know they're working on fees and fines for Trillium, and then I think requests is on the list after that. So they're definitely working through circulation to get more robust list reporting happening. And I work closely with Kathleen, who's a PO for lists, and just wanted to make sure that we're keeping in touch and working together and not repeating efforts.
No, I think that makes a lot of sense. I do think as we get more into the circulation functions of or the record types for lists, it does I appreciate. I do not want to redo or duplicate work that's already achieved somewhere else. I do think that these are complementary
For sure.
functions, and I think the way circ log is right now, it is definitely useful, and there are things that could be tweaked and make sure they're captured.
Yeah.
But I think overall, it is definitely a useful
Okay.
tool to have.
Oh, I 100% agree. And it, when big bugs pop up, we address them as fast as we can, and we will continue to maintain it and hopefully be able to fill in some of those gaps moving forward.
All right. Do you have anything else for us?
No, that was it. Thank you so much.
Of course. And does anyone have any questions or additional things to share with Steph about CirqLog?
If you think of something later, feel free to reach out.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right. I did capture a bunch of that stuff in the notes, and I will put that out, include in addition to our, we usually rely on AI to do our notes, but I feel like there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of meat here, so I want to make sure we capture it. So we have a good 35 minutes left for Anne and Tom to talk to us about bulk edit related to loan due dates. So I will hand it over to the two of you.
Are you sure you don't want to talk about the circulation log for another 20, 30 minutes?
Nope, because I don't want to come to a meeting on Monday, so.
I'll drop the
Michael,
questions.
I was triple booked at one point at the beginning of this meeting, and Tom was like, I think we won't need, there won't be time for our topic. And I was like, well, I'm going to try to get out of two of the meetings as quickly as possible. So, yes, glad we're here. Tom's going to lead our discussion. So, thanks so much for the airtime, y'all.
So Anne actually dropped these questions in the RA channel a little while back. I dropped them into the chat now. Firebird is planning on working on some circulation bulk edit rules or workflows, and they actually had some questions for RA. And I figured we could probably just go through these one by one if that's fine. So the first one is, should the loan due date change be allowed for overdue loans? So one of the pieces of functionality is change due date. And they would like to know if this should be an error if the loan is already overdue or if the change due date should still go through. Yes, Susan.
I just wanted to start by saying, because I actually went and read this ticket yesterday in preparation, and I want to start by, can we just start with an umbrella of like
Oh,
what
sure.
the intent of this is and is not, that this is not batch renewal, this is not autumn, like this is not about bulk renewing a bunch of loans. That's not the function of this bulk edit feature. If you look at the feature, it says specifically the use case that resonated most with me is that your library is closed for a snow day and you need to change all the things that were due at, 5 p.m. because you closed at noon and make them all due the next day at 10 a.m. or whatever. So I just want to clarify that before we start answering
Yes.
the specifics.
Yes, and thank you for that clarification. There are two other, and if you look at the ticket they dropped in there, there are two other tickets, 4805, which is the bulk edit functionality to renew loans. And then also the other one is looking at auto-renewable loans. But yes, those are outside of this. This is just basically edit the due date. Yes, David.
I was just going to say, I think one good way of thinking about that distinction is, yeah, you're editing the due date. You are not applying or even looking at any of the actual underlying business logic or rules associated with the loan. Is
Correct.
that fair to say?
Yes, that's fair. That's a fair statement. Katie.
Yeah, Tom, I want to ask, I know we're just getting started with this. Are we kind of thinking like we would modify everything to a certain due date or like extend the due date by a certain number of days or both?
So the current functionality is the first. You would pull a bunch of loans that are currently in the system, and then you would set a due date sometime in the future. And they would all be set to that specific due date. During our talks with Magda about this, we haven't had anything come up where about setting a new due date X number of days in the future. I think that would have to probably be separate work. Yes, Magnus.
Yes. So my instinct is for it to be as open as possible, meaning you can change due dates for everything, yes, like you said. But it also depends a bit on how complex the queries can be, I feel like. So if you want to exclude books that are overdue or something else, maybe have fines already attached to them, how possible it will be to set up the queries to get exactly what you want. I don't, because there are this would still be item. Would there be a new category for loans, or would this be on the existing item category in bulk edit?
There would be a new category for loans.
Yeah.
So
So
the
there would be a lot of new possibilities for queries, I guess.
correct. But I can make a note of having the loan status being a possible requirement and filter field on the ticket as part of this the answer for this. Any other concerns about our comments is if a due date should be allowed to be changed if the item is overdue? Yes, David. Up, you're muted.
Ah, I think it's overdue. I think I'm looking at the list. I think this will get covered under 3 and 4. So I withdraw my hand.
Anyone else? So I'm going to take that as a yes, that this change should be allowed. Going once, going twice, sold to the gentleman in the first box on my screen, which means, David, you have to do all the coding because you're the the next question is about our most favorite topic, which is recalls. How should a recall be handled in the case of a change due date? Should this be allowed, and should other request types be changed as well? Because I do know that in the loan policies, you can add a modified due date for holds. So, should those be allowed to be changed by this bulk edit functionality, or should they be kicked out as an error? I guess, and if it would help to go through and chat about some of the use cases that you might actually use this functionality to make this part help more helpful. As was pointed out before, one of the use cases was that the library was closed for an extended amount of time, so you're moving the due dates to a time after it reopens. So, yes, David.
Again, I think the idea of keeping this as open as possible makes sense because that's an exact reason why you might want to change the due date of a recalled item. I could see adding like a little bit of an extra check to say like, "Hey, this is going to change the due date of recalled items. Are you sure you want to do that?" But I sort of assume that anybody who's given the permissions to do this should be doing it in a pretty careful and cautious way, regardless. So I wouldn't see that as a necessary feature, but I wouldn't want to not be able to change the due dates of requested items, whether they're recalled, paged, well, they wouldn't be pageable, recalled or held,
Yeah, have a floral.
hold requested.
I'm not sure if this one, I'll throw that out there too as another one, probably nine, is if it's on a fixed calendar, if the due date should be changed and how that might react. So, yes, Cornelia.
In general, I would expect the bulk edit to behave like when you do it for a single loan. Saying you can change the due date for an overdue item, so you should be able to do it in a bulk edit, and you can change the due date for an item that has a hold on it, so you should be able to do it in bulk edit. I don't know, with recalls, it's probably the same. So it would make sense, generally make sense to have the actions that are allowed with a single due date change to be to be possible in bug edit as well.
Agreed. I'm going to say with 95% confidence that you can change the due date for an item that's been recalled. I say 95% because I haven't worked in Circ now for 3 years, so I'm getting old and probably senile, so who knows what's real and what's not. Okay. So then I'm going to take it, and that actually is kind of setting the stage for a lot of this other stuff too, is that it sounds like in general the due date should be able to be changed. I'm going to say number two is basically yes, the due date should be allowed to be changed. That if it's a recall or there's a hold, that shouldn't matter. The next one again, I unless if anyone says yes, yes.
Yes, the question. Are there and what loan statuses are there? Because for example, in the lists app, the loan statuses are open and closed. And then there are item statuses. Just so I know if there is a difference.
There is the loan statuses on the loan record itself. I do know that there's also a flag on the loan for if the item has been recalled, and the item status is completely separate from the loan status. The loan status can affect the item status, but not the other way around. And do you remember, is there any other internal loan statuses that aren't usually displayed in the UI? Like if something it goes in that funky where it's the loan is closed, but it's not really closed because it has a fee fine on it. Does that have a different status or is that still closed?
I meant to have the loan statuses up on my screen ahead of this meeting and I didn't, so I'll quickly look and let the team know here.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know either. But yeah, it's a kind of a wonky mix of everything. Yes, David.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I don't think I would have to go back and look. There aren't a ton of loan statuses, but just to answer the question, I would think if the loan was closed, you would not want to be allow the due date to be edited because whatever happened as a result of that due date in terms of fines or other things will have already happened, and it's the loan is closed. So it does seem to me that if a loan is, this should only be allowable on open loans.
I guess one of the other questions then related to that would be, so if the loan is open and already has a fine assessed to it, so i.e. the loan is open and has a lost fine, what would be the proper response there? Yes, Cornelia.
Yes, again to the basics, back to the basics. An open loan can be, besides being checked out, be aged to lost, declared lost, or claimed returned, and due date change is not allowed, currently not allowed for any of these.
Yeah, and that's an item status as opposed to a loan status.
Yes, I think
And I
this
would
is
agree.
what it meant by in the question.
Yeah. And I would agree that I think that general approach of like if you can't do it to one item, you shouldn't be able to do it to all the items makes sense to me as a guiding principle.
Yeah, I think that was the item statuses were the was the other set of statuses that I wanted to have up on my screen during this conversation. Tom, I think what I'll do is also add the loan statuses and item statuses to our feature, and that it seems so far that we're agreeing as a team that we don't want to deviate from the behavior of what can happen related to single item behavior. For loans and item statuses, correct?
That's what my general sense is from everybody is that whatever it
Okay.
does now in the UI is what it should do in bulk edit, which is always a good
Right.
thing. I'm also making notes in the UX prod directly as well underneath the questions as we're chatting about this. So, number five then is what would the expected behavior be when the entered data is invalid? Now, that one I will admit is actually confusing me. I'm assuming entered data is the due date. Is that what you would take that for as well, Anne, or?
I am looking. I actually think this is far more related to a user error or an error. And so the error in this case would be, we're on number five, correct? If I have it
Correct.
straight. Okay.
Correct.
My thought is that there needs to be some type of an indicator or a flag in this case. So it's but we need to work with Magda to understand what they typically do within bulk edit related to invalid data. So I'm not even sure if our team needs to answer this on this call, unless I'm reading it wrong.
A little bit how I'm reading it. I'll just make a note that I need to work with PO to identify examples.
Yeah, it seems like
Sure.
if the question is the. I think the only data you'd be entering for the actual bulk edit function would be the date, right? That you've already got your group of records and the valid data has to be a valid date. But if there's a
Right.
date picker, that seems like that is very unlikely to happen, unless it's thinking about is it looking at the calendar or anything related to that. Like, is it checking to see if that's a valid date that you were open, or does it mean that the date structure is wrong?
It could be possible, but again, from the UI side, I believe it's possible to change a due date to a date that the calendar is not open. So I could make everything due back on December 25th, which we all know all US libraries are open that day. So, and if that is indeed the question, I think that kind of falls in line with the other ones we gave up above, is that it's allowed in the UI, so it should be allowed in. Look at it. Yes, Magnus.
Will it be possible to, it's kind of related to this. Will it be possible to use both the query and upload IDs just like with everything else? Because it could be if you upload an invalid ID and it
I
can't
agree.
process it. And it
Good
just
point.
for other items, it just says this could not be, this ID could not be processed, for example. Maybe something like that.
Possibly.
Yeah, maybe we'll get clarification from Magda about where in the process there could be invalid data entered, and then gain an understanding of how that's handled now, whether it's in the initial load of what needs to be changed, or like Susan was pointing out, whether it's in the we're asking for the date to be changed to something that maybe bulk edit isn't usually used to doing for other situations using bulk edit, and then we'll come back to the team if we have any additional questions.
The only other one I could think of, which I know has come up with bulk edit before, around some records that are quote unquote more volatile, like they might change in the back end, is possibly if you're updating a whole bunch of loans to a new due date, and in the process of doing the extract, changing the due date and re-uploading the data, 10 of them come back. Is what would the system do? But I think that would kind of fall under the use case that Magnus was just saying before, is when you do initial searches, it would just come back and say records not found and just error on those lines. What should be specified as the loan action? How is this value being used in Folio? I think number six again kind of falls again above. It's like whatever the UI is doing, I think is fine to use with bulk edit. Again, number seven, I think it's just kind of looking at what the UI is doing. That's the how should the change in the loan's due date impact fees and fines? We already kind of discussed above, Corinne brought up that certain item statuses, declared loss, claimed return, age to loss, that sort of thing, do not allow the due date to be changed anyway. So that should be the same here. So that will not in, should not impact the fee fines. Yes. Kara.
Oh, there it is. Trying to find the unmute on my phone. oh no, I lost the thought. Oh, we'll come back to you. I lost
That's
it.
okay. My train derails every other 5 minutes, so I'm right there with you.
Tom, what about so build items are not obviously going to be affected here, but what about you could have a situation where something is the example I gave of reserves, right? What if a reserve item is checked out, is already overdue, and you've decided not to omit it from your search, your query, and it gets scooped up, and then you change it, and the person already owes $5, but you bumped it ahead now. Does that fee go away, or does it stay there? I think that's what I, this is a place where this could come in, this number seven.
I guess, so I should know the workflow anyways. And then I'll jump to you, David. And this might be what David is going to say anyways, is fees and fines except for reminder fine fees, which might be something that has to be looked at. Fees and fines are generated at the time of check-in until, unless if the item is checked, let me restart that. See, I told you my train derails all the time. Fees and fines are generated at check-in unless if the item is marked as lost by the system, at which case it assesses the maximum overdue fine. So the scenario you're, I guess the scenario you're proposing probably would fall under the latter, where if you had a reserve item and it was assessed the maximum overdue fine, would it not also be marked as lost? So therefore, it would the due date change would be declined because of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
So,
sorry, we don't charge them, so I didn't. I forgot that they don't get charged till they get checked in.
that's fine.
Go ahead, David.
Renew
No,
it this.
that was basically what I was going to jump in and say is that for and also overdue fine. I mean, that's also a like part of the policy is overdue fines may or may not be charged when something, excuse me, ages to lost or is declared lost by the system. I think the exception that we're talking about here, and I have not been paying attention to it since we don't do it, so I don't know where it is, but the sort of the reminder fees, which are I think the one fee or fine that is assessed in an ongoing way when when a loan is open and not in one of the statuses that we've already said would be excluded. I guess the question is, that would only happen if you used bulk edit to, which would happen, right? Is like things are due Friday, there's a reminder fee that is charged on Thursday, and you change everything's or on Friday, but you change everything to be due on Monday. But there already has been a reminder fee assessed. I would assume that it would prevent any future reminder fees until it was actually, meeting that policy. But that starts to get a bit complicated, and I wonder if the answer to that is actually just being able to then bulk forgive fees under that same kind of circumstance rather than trying to build it into the bulk edit of the due
Stop
date
adding
itself.
functionality, David.
Well,
I
I'm saying don't add it to this. Don't add it to this functionality, right?
I'm just messing with
It's
you.
too much. It's all too much.
Cordelia.
Overdue fines can also be charged when an overdue item is renewed. And do you have them on the loan, even if it's currently not overdue, and you can then change the due date. And of course, you need to keep the fee. And it's the same with reminder fees. It happens when an item was overdue and then should stay up. Yeah,
Right.
so that's basically again the same thing. What happens when you change a due date on a single item? The fees that are on it, they just stay open.
Then it seems like we should do what it's already doing.
I like that. Number eight, or actually, oh, sorry, I'll go.
Can you please clarify for me what would happen now if we that's what will happen in this case too? So if let's say I'm changing it's due at 2 a.m., 2 p.m., but it's snow day. We closed. We change everything to next day. People will not be charged, right? For because it's not their fault.
It depends. So if the system goes through and let's say everything, I'll do middle of the week, everything was due at 2 p.m. on Wednesday and the library was closed and it's an hourly loan and you have, let's say, a one day load loss policy on it and you were closed Thursday and Friday. Monday morning you come in and you change all the due dates. If the items have already been marked as lost, then this would not change the due date, and the original due date and the lost fines would still be there, as well as the overdue fines. If the item doesn't change status and that functionality kicks in, then the since the due date has changed, it won't charge any fees or fines when it's checked in, except as Cornelia was pointing out, is like unless if you renew the item and that process is a fine, or you have the reminder fees and that process is a fine, those would still be on the record.
Okay, so it's as long as you do it today, sort of, then they will be fine, right? They,
Correct.
okay.
Yeah. If you were to do this proactively instead of reactively, that would lower the chances of people actually getting fines attached to their record.
Thank
But
you.
yeah, no problem. As David said though, too, is having fee fine functionality in bulk edit where you can do bulk waive transfer, that sort of thing would actually be very helpful in those situations too. Any other questions about seven or concerns? The impact of due dates on fees and fines. Say nope. Hey, number eight. And we're getting down to 10 minutes. So cool. We have two
Tom,
more.
Kara put in number
Oh,
six, which can we circle back to that one? Because I didn't get an answer on that in my notes.
sure. In some ways, I would want the loan action to say change due date via bulk edit. So number six is what should be specified as the loan action and how this value should be used in folio.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, it just seems like, everyone would say just do what it does in a single loan. And if you just put change, due date change by user, I mean, it's fine. You could probably figure out eventually that it was done via the bulk edit, but it might be kind of nice to have that also be part of the log, be via the status, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Both in the loan action of the individual loan and also in the circulation log, since we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
So add a new action changed if I can type correctly. Change due date by bulk edit and then have it in the circulation log as well as the individual loan record. Oh. Any other comments quick about number six before we jump to number eight? And sorry about that. I should have known it was a different one because Anne is green and you're yellow on my screen. But I just saw number six and my brain says, oh, okay, that was the answer to number six. I don't need to look at that. I mean, it was the answer to number six. So, okay. So number eight, I think, is kind of a mute point. Would the change of the loan's due date impact the loan policies? And if yes, how? It doesn't currently now through the UI, so I can't see any reason why we would want it to change the loan policies via bulk edit. Is there anyone that disagrees with that? Okay. So I'm just going to put no. Okay. Last one is number nine, which is not on the original list, but I added it quick while we're chatting, is the fixed calendar. I know if you do use fixed calendars, am I correct in currently in the UI, if you change the due date and it lands outside the fixed calendar, that's still allowed? David.
Correct. And I think it should. Again, I think we can go back and see what it actually does if we want to confirm, but that is, I'm almost certain, correct. There is a weird Z There's a slight weird thing with fixed due dates. I don't know how many people use them, but so if your loan policy, your loan policy can say use fixed due dates, and then there's a thing where you can say if there is a ca if the calendar, like ignore the calendar or pay attention to the calendar to see if it's closed. And so it can fail entirely. It can refuse to do it if you say pay attention to the calendar and there isn't a calendar set up, as we discovered. But once the loan is already like in place and exists, you can just change it to whatever you want. I do it all the time because we have a process where we get reports of faculty and other academic appointees who get annual loans who have left the university for whatever reason in, say, like 8 months before their loan is due. And I just go in and I change their due date to something much sooner so that they start getting notices before their email gets turned off.
Yeah, that's a slight issue. You're sending them notices and they have no email.
And they also are in another part of the country and have been for 6 months. It's helpful. So yeah, no, you absolutely can for individual loans or multiple loans on an individual patron's account. So you should be able to do it through Bulk Edit as well.
Sounds good. Katie.
I was just going to ask if there's going to be something like you can select, so you can select certain UIDs or maybe select certain loan types, right? You can do a query like that. So you can kind of avoid items that have a due date later than your new due date. Changing that. Because I just think of like the end of the semester items and so forth.
So that was by loan type. I'm sorry, and what else?
I think we base all of our circ rules on loan type, but I don't know if others use material type or something.
I can add it. I'll just put a note in the UX prod here. Asked for filters for the initial search is by loan type, patron type, material type. So that way that's
Date
captured in
range.
here as, yeah. I'm sorry, what was that, David?
Date range.
Date range.
You want to be able to say, I just want to see all of the loans. That's the whole, like, if you use the, like, we're going to close, we were closed on Friday, we're closed on Friday because of a blizzard. You want to be able to say, I just want to see all of the loans due tomorrow. Like, that is the, to me, the most critical thing, right? You might also want to include service point, like the checkout service point, because you might want to do, like, it might be that one of your libraries was closed because of a blizzard, but your other library is on a different campus or hates people and stayed open during the blizzard.
I bet hates people.
I mean, that was my library until about 10 years ago.
Oh,
If the loan is renewable, I don't think we talked about it. Let's say you allow for renewals and you change the due date. It will not use one of those renewals, right?
Under this ticket, no.
Okay.
This is just changing the due date. So it's just a modification of the current loan. Under the other ticket, the renewal bulk edit, that would actually use up one of the loans. Or one of the
Or no
renewals, sorry.
renewals.
Yeah.
Same with the automatic renewal ticket, which is slightly different than the bulk renewal ticket.
Yeah, automatic renewal definitely makes sense because it is a renewal. In this case, I don't think it would make sense to use a renewal.
Absolutely not. Yeah. And it doesn't now, again, right? Like going back to that same logic. It is literally just like, is there a way to not have to go into every single, is there a way to not, let's just say I have very frequently had to run reports to find who all has loans due Thanksgiving Day because somebody forgot to add that to the calendar. Okay, staff, here's a list of every single patron and their loans that got assigned that day. go in and manually to all of those folks, fix their loans. It would be great to have something like this. That's another thing, right? It's not just like unexpected emergencies. It's also just like you screwed up and you forgot that, like, you have to have your closures set 120 days in advance because that's what your ILLs get loaned out at. And you're constantly running into that problem.
Yeah, we had somebody, our counselor got mixed up on one of our units here, and we had a whole bunch of loans that were due back on December 27th. And the university is closed between the 24th and the 1st. So that
That's a
was
good, that's another good, I think, actually use case to document is like you made a mistake in your calendar and now you're finding that you
Yeah, for
have,
sure.
because that's just going to happen. That's just, I mean, we're all just humans, some of
All
us.
right, we are at noon and we did it, folks. Thank you, everybody. Woohoo! And for that, you get a whole week off.
Nice. Hey,
Yay!
thank you. Have a good
Everyone
day.
thank
Gets a
you for
cookie.
all the ex yes, the
Not your
celebration.
own.
It is a party room. It's
Thanks,
closest we're going to
everyone.
get to like champagne in our SIG meeting. Thank
Exactly.
you, everyone, for
Yeah.
all your attention and getting all this work done. Thanks, Steph and Anne and Tom, for bringing these forward. And we will see
Sure.
you
Thank you
all
all.
in
Yes, thanks, everyone.
March.
Yeah.
March.
Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye.